You're listening to an exclusive iOS 9 demonstration on the AppleThis podcast.
Welcome to this iOS 9 voiceover demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how you can change the modifier keys on your Bluetooth keyboard with voiceover to use the caps lock key or the control option key or the caps lock and the control option key, depending on what you want to do at the same time. Welcome to this iOS 9 voiceover demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you the new feature in iOS 9 with voiceover, where you can use the option to modify your voiceover keys from the control and option key to the caps lock key, or the ability to be able to use both the control option and the caps lock key at the same time, if you so wish, depending on where your hands on the keyboard, and you might find it more convenient to use the caps lock or the control option key when you're navigating with voiceover on your iOS device. So I'm going to ask Siri to go to my voiceover settings for me. Hold down the home button. Open voiceover settings.
Here are the settings for voiceover.
Now I happen to know that the modifier keys option, the new option that we want to get to, is right down the bottom of this window. And because I've got my quick nav keys turned on, of course that's toggled on and off with the left and right arrow keys, I'm going to jump down to the bottom of the voiceover panel window here with control and down arrow.
Double tap timeout 0.25s button.
Okay, we're down the bottom. Now because I've got quick nav turned on, I'm just going to press the left arrow.
Large cursor, navigate images, always speak notification, modifier keys, caps lock button.
Okay, and that's what we want to get to. So I'm going to press select on modifier keys.
Voiceover, back button.
Okay, now I'm going to press right arrow.
Modifier keys. Heading.
Modify keys as a heading.
Control plus option.
Control plus option.
Selected. Caps lock.
And at the moment, I've just got caps lock selected. So if I pressed caps lock K at the moment.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub. Or
okay,
press
I've got
escape
into voiceover
on the keyboard.
Keyboard help. Press escape.
Escape. Escapes the current context.
And if I try and
stopping
do control
help.
Option at the moment. And K. Nothing happens. If I go back to the left with my left arrow with quick nav.
Control plus option.
And turn that one back on again with up and down arrow for quick nav.
Selected. Control plus option.
I've now got both of them turned on. So I've now got control option or caps lock key to be used as my voiceover modifier keys on my Bluetooth keyboard here. So now if I press VO or control option K.
Starting help. To stop help.
I've got that going again.
Four finger
press
double
escape. And if I do caps lock K,
starting help to stop help,
okay, I've
control.
Gone into help as well. So pressing escape.
Escape.
And of course, if you've got the caps lock key selected, but you still want to be able to use the caps lock key for when you're typing in text, if you press the caps lock key twice,
caps lock on.
I've turned caps lock on. Press it again twice.
Caps lock off.
I've turned it off. And finally, if you just wanted to be able to just use the good old control and option keys as before, then you can turn the caps lock key selection off. So if I just check where I am, I'm just going to go off to the right.
Selected.
Right arrow,
caps lock.
And there it is. So I want to unselect it. So I'm just going to do up and down.
Caps lock.
So now I've unselected it. So if I now press my caps lock key, it turns on straight away now.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
Okie dokie. And of course, control option K.
Starting help.
Still works.
To stop escape. Escape.
As with OS X 10.11 El Capitan, you now have the options to choose the control option key, caps lock and control option, or just control option as your modifier keys to use with voiceover on either iOS 9 here on your iOS device, and of course in El Capitan on your Mac. I'm going to put mine to both caps lock and control option. So I'm going to turn the caps lock one back on again with up and down to select it.
Selected. Caps lock.
And left arrow.
Selected.
Quick nav.
Control plus option.
And I just wanted to make sure that control option was still selected, which it was. To go back to the home screen, I can just press either control option H or VOH or caps and H.
Home. Messages.
And there we go. That completes this iOS 9 demonstration for changing the modifier keys for voiceover using your Bluetooth keyboard. And of course, that's changed in voiceover settings, modifier keys, and you can select both caps lock or control option to be on together, or either one, depending on what you feel like at any particular time. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
We hope you've enjoyed this iOS 9 podcast. For more tips, tricks, and resources to help you get the most out of iOS 9, visit us online at www.applevis.com.